This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 134 for Friday, November 5th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are lower on Friday due to weakness in the Chicago soy complex, but are improving from earlier lows. The January contract loses $4.80 at $973.90 per ton. The March contract is down $2.90 at $952.40 per ton. A trader says there's a gargantuan speculative long position in canola, and should declines in Chicago soy oil pick up momentum, canola prices could tumble by the daily limit in the near future. The trader also says canola needed to increase as to curb export demand, which he notes is down just over 50%. At 13 weeks into the 2021-22 marketing year, canola exports are at 1.56 million tons. On the other side, tight supplies continue to temper further declines in canola. Above normal temperatures and dry conditions persist across most of the prairies, aiding any remaining field work still left. However, there are concerns the drought could extend into next spring if sufficient rainfall or snowfall doesn't occur before seeding time. The Canadian dollar is relatively steady, with the loonie at 80.31 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 80.33. The United States Department of Agriculture is set to issue its next supply and demand estimates on Tuesday at 11 a.m. Central. The trade is looking for ending stocks for soybeans, corn, and wheat to either hold or increase. Above normal temperatures remain in the forecast for much of the U.S., with very little chance of precipitation. The USDA's attaché in China pegs that country's soybean imports for 2021-22 at 101 million tons, up just over 1% from the previous year. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Friday. The January contract is down 17 cents at 12.05 per bushel. December soy oil gives up 0.8 cents at 58.78 U.S. cents per pound. December soy meal is down $3.10 at $3.3270 per short ton. Corn futures are lower on Friday. The December contract loses 6 cents at $5.53 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher, with the December contract up 8 cents at $7.49. Wheat futures are lower on Friday. Chicago December is down 7 cents at $7.66.5. Kansas City December also pulls back 70 cents at $7.79. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December is down a nickel at $10.12. A reminder to set your clocks back 1 hour, with the end of daylight savings time on Sunday. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday, November 5th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.